You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So choosing godly companions is a crucial aspect of Christian living for both boys and girls. So let's talk about some considerations and insights specifically focused on Christian boys and their friendships, emphasizing the importance of selecting godly companions. So join us in this conversation as we speak with my pastor, Pastor Chijana, who's joining us on the line. Mfundisi, good morning. How are you?
Morning, my sister. How are you?
I am good. And you, Pastor? Thank you so much for coming through to speak to us.
Thank you.
Indeed. Mfundisi, before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us?
Okay, let's pray. Father God, we are here today under your care and protection. Thank you for your loving kindness that never fails us. May you guide our thoughts and words to bring you glory and strength, glory and honor. May you please, our Father, strengthen us and fill us with your peace. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. So we're speaking about all things, you know, finding the right companions in our lives. And I believe that it's something very critical, you know, when it comes to our boy children as well, also as our girl children. But my pastor, you know, how does the Bible now emphasize the significance of choosing good companions for our boy children?
Okay, thank you, my sister. The Bible places great importance on the company that boys choose to keep.
Mm-hmm.
If we check on Proverbs 13, verse 20, it says, "He who walks with the wise grows wise,
mm-hmm.
but a companion of fools suffers harm."
Mm.
This verse, my sister, just highlights the fact that the people we surround ourselves with can greatly influence our lives, either positively or negatively.
Mm-hmm.
Choosing friends who are wise and righteous can help boys grow in wisdom and lead them towards a positive path.
Okay.
While choosing companions who are foolish or corrupt can lead to trouble and harm.
Mm.
So, my sister, I think, therefore, it is crucial for boys to be intentional about the people they spend time with and choose companions who lead them towards righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm, that is good and it's very critical there. So, my pastor, do we have specific scriptures, you know, that provide guidance on friendships and relationships for Christian boys? Does the Bible even speak about friendship, though? But a sikolapo, you know, so you will tell us if there are scriptures that guide us in terms of relationships.
Okay, we have got many of them. There are specific scriptures that provide guidance on friendships and relationships for Christian boys.
Mm-hmm.
Some examples include Proverbs 17, verse 17,
okay,
which says, "A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for a time of adversity."
Okay.
We can also read 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33,
mm-hmm.
which warns, "Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character."
Yes.
Even additionally, Proverbs 13, verse 20 also gives us an advice. It says, "Walk with the wise and become wise, for a companion of fools suffers harm."
Mm.
So if you see, these verses emphasize the importance of choosing friends wisely.
Yes.
And surrounding oneself with the positive influences.
I think even us as adults, you will guide us there, Mfundisi, you know, you are the theologian here. Even us as adults, we struggle with this issue of discernment, you know. So is it possible, you know, for our boy children to discern whether potential friends share similar values and beliefs, or we are just asking too much, you know, of our children? Because even as adults, sometimes we can't even discern some of these things.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, I think to discern whether potential friends share similar values and beliefs, Christian boys can start by having conversations with them about their faith and values.
Okay.
They can also observe how their potential friends treat others and make decisions in difficult situations. Additionally, they can pray for guidance and seek advice from trusted mentors or leaders mm-hmm. in their faith community. Ultimately, it is important to prioritize friendships with those who share similar values and beliefs in order to build a supportive and positive community.
Mm-hmm.
They can also consider participating in group activities or events that can align with their values and beliefs, such as volunteering at a local charity or attending a religious retreat. These opportunities provide an opportunity to meet like-minded individuals who share similar interests and passions. Also note, my sister, it is important for Christian boys to remember that building strong friendships takes time and effort.
Yeah.
But the rewards of having a supportive community are well worth it. By surrounding themselves with friends who share their values and beliefs, they can strengthen their faith and grow as individuals. Maybe I can add to, in addition to participating in group activities and events, Christian boys can also consider joining small groups or Bible studies with their faith community.
Okay.
This provides a more intimate setting for building relationships with like-minded individuals and delving deeper into their faith. Maybe it is also important for them to open their vulnerable with their potential friends, sharing their struggles and seeking advice and support when needed. By doing so, they can foster deeper connections and build a stronger sense of community.
Okay, all right. But now, here we are. The issue of discernment is a challenge from this one. But here we are. You're saying we can. They can, start having Bible reading time together with their friends, right? But even amongst those friends, how now do you discern? I want to complicate the boy children's life. How now do you discern? Good, no man, this one, Holy Spirit is not really operating here. it's things that they would figure out, when they are older. Because yes, we might be studying the Bible together, Pundiswami, but the values we have because of the influences of our homes are different. How then now do they discern that or go about that?
Okay. Maybe let me add something. Because you see, by doing so, they can foster deeper connections and building stronger sense of community, as I said.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe ultimately the key to finding meaningful friendship is to remain steadfast in one beliefs and values while being open to new experiences and perspectives. With patience, perseverance, and prayer, Christian boys can build lifelong friendships that will enrich their lives and strengthen their faith. They can also explore online communities and forums that align with their beliefs and interests. This can be a great way to connect with people who share similar values, even if they are not geographically close. However, it is important for Christian boys to exercise caution when engaging in online communities and to prioritize building relationships in person. Maybe another way to build meaningful friendship is by serving together in ministry or outreach program. By working towards a common goal, Christian boys can develop strong bonds with others who share their passion for serving God and helping others. It is important for Christian boys, my sister, to remember that building friendships takes effort and vulnerability. They should be willing to invest time and energy into getting to know potential friends, while also being open about their own struggles and seeking support when needed. Ultimately, the key to finding lasting friendships is staying true to one's faith and values, while remaining open-minded and willing to learn from others. By prioritizing relationships with like-minded individuals, Christian boys can create a supportive community that will help them grow spiritually and emotionally.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So how, what role, Mfundiswami, do shared faith and moral principles play in forming a strong relationship? You said that it takes time, right? It takes time, and we know, some of us don't have close friends, but we know that it takes time, you know. So if we have the same principles and we have the same faith, how what role now does that, you know, play in this friendship that we want? You know, it's so nice when you're looking at people like, we've been friends for the past 30 years. I'm like, okay. Situations okay. like that.
All right. Shared faith and moral principles can play a significant role in forming strong friendships.
Mm-hmm.
When individuals have similar beliefs and values, they are more likely to understand and support each other.
Mm-hmm.
They can also help each other stay accountable mm-hmm. to their shared values, leading to a deeper level of trust and respect in the friendship. Additionally, participating in shared religious or moral practice can provide a sense of community and connectedness, strengthening the bond between friends. Ultimately, shared faith and moral principles can provide a strong foundation for meaningful friendships built on mutual understanding and support. Let me elaborate what I've been saying.
Okay.
Number one. Shared experiences can also strengthen friendships. When individuals go through similar challenges or milestones, they are able to empathize with and support each other on a deeper level.
Mm.
This can include anything from going through a difficult breakup to celebrating a major accomplishment. Point number two, communication is a key in any friendship.
Mm.
And being able to openly discuss one's beliefs and values can lead to a stronger bond.
Mm.
This includes being willing to listen and learn from each other, even if there are differences in opinions and perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
Point number three, trust and respect are essential components of any strong friendship.
Mm.
And shared faith and moral principles can help cultivate these qualities.
Mm.
By holding each other accountable to their shared values, individuals can build trust and respect over time.
Okay.
Point number four, it is important for friends to have fun together as well. Participating in shared hobbies or interests can bring joy and excitement into the friendship, creating lasting memories. Point number five, my sister, I think it's crucial for both parties to be willing to put in effort and prioritize their friendship. This means making time for each other despite busy schedules, being there for one another during tough times, and constantly showing appreciation and gratitude for the relationship. Point number six, if I still have time.
Yes, you can share them.
Okay, it's also important to recognize and respect each other's boundaries and personal space. While shared beliefs and values can bring individuals close together, it's important to maintain a sense of individuality and allow each other the freedom to pursue their own interests and goals.
Mm-hmm.
Point number seven, forgiveness is another crucial aspect of strong friendships. No one is perfect, and misunderstandings or disagreements are bound to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to forgive each other and move past conflicts can strengthen the bond between friends.
Mm-hmm.
Point number eight, cultivating a spirit of generosity can also enhance the friendship. This includes being willing to give without expecting anything in return,
mm-hmm.
whether it be time, resources, or emotional support.
Mm-hmm.
My last point on that one. Finally, it is important for friends to celebrate each other's successes and accomplishments by showing genuine happiness for each other's achievements. Individuals can build a culture of encouragement and positivity within their friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, I hope as parents we are taking notes. I was also trying to scribble fast as Mfundis is talking there. Mfundis will share with me, you know, because me I have his phone number.
Yeah.
So now, Mfundis, you know, the issue of prayer. No. So how can we? How can prayer be integrated into friendships to strengthen the bond and seek God's guidance together?
Yeah, my sister, prayer can be integrated into friendship in a few ways.
Okay.
Maybe firstly, simply setting aside time to pray for each other
Okay.
can create a stronger bond as both parties feel supported and cared for. Additionally, praying together can be a meaningful way to seek God's guidance and deepen spiritual connection. Sharing personal prayer requests and discussing how God is working in each other's lives can also bring a deeper level of vulnerability and trust to the friendship. Overall, incorporating prayer into a friendship allows for a shared focus on faith and can strengthen the relationship through mutual support and intentionality in seeking God together. Furthermore, my sister, prayer can also be a way to reconcile conflicts and heal wounds in a friendship. Taking time to pray for forgiveness, understanding, and reconciliation can bring about a deeper level of healing and restoration. It can also provide an opportunity for both parties to express their feelings and concerns in safe and respectful manner. By seeking God's guidance through prayer, friendship can overcome challenges and grow stronger in the process. In essence, in incorporating prayer into friendship not only strengthens the bond between friends, but also allows them to experience spiritual growth together. Moreover, my sister, prayer can also serve as a way to celebrate and give thanks for the blessings in a friendship. Taking time to thank God for the gift of each other and positive experiences shared can foster a sense of gratitude and appreciation. It can also be a way of acknowledging the role of the faith that faith has played in bringing the friendship together and sustaining it over the time. By incorporating prayer into moments of joy and celebration, friendships can deepen their spiritual connection and continue to grow in love and faith. Ultimately, prayer is a powerful tool, my sister, that can enhance every aspect of friendship, from support during difficult times to celebration during good times.
And you are right, Mpundiswami, because of that prayer, we also get to speak to the Father, you know, about what is bothering us and what we are happy about. So you spoke about, you know, that, you know, through prayer as well, we can resolve some conflicts and so forth and so on. So how can now the Christian boys navigate conflicts within their friendship using biblical principles, adding to the prayer one? What other principles can they use to navigate those conflicts they have with their friends?
Okay, Christian boys can navigate conflicts within their friendship. I mean, we have many biblical principles, but I want us to focus on Matthew chapter 18, verse 15 to 17. This passage instructs individuals to first address the issue privately with the person they have a disagreement with. If that does not resolve the conflict, then they should bring an impartial third party to help mediate. Only if the first two steps failed, should the matter be brought before a larger group. By following these steps, Christian boys can navigate conflicts in a respectful and constructive manner that upholds biblical principles. Furthermore, it is important, I think it is important for Christian boys also to cultivate a spirit of forgiveness and humility in their friendship. This means being willing to apologize when they are wrong and extending grace to others who may have wronged them. It also involves actively seeking reconciliation instead of holding grudges or seeking revenge. By prioritizing forgiveness and humility, conflicts can be resolved more quickly and relationships can be strengthened. Ultimately, I think the goal should always be to honor God in all aspects of our lives, including our friendships and how we navigate conflicts within them. In addition, my sister, I think to following the biblical principle of conflict resolution, Christian boys can also benefit from cultivating healthy communication skills within their friendship. This includes active listening to one another, expressing themselves clearly and respectfully, and avoiding defensive or dismissive attitudes by prioritizing open and honest communication, conflicts can be prevented before they even arise. It is also important for Christian boys to seek our positive role models and mentors who can guide them in navigating friendship with wisdom and grace. Ultimately, by seeking God's guidance and relying on His strength, Christian boys can build strong, meaningful friendships that honor Him. Maybe I can give some additional ways boys can navigate conflicts within
please.
Their friendship.
Yes, yeah. Please.
This includes number one, praying for wisdom and discernment on how to handle the situation. Number two, seeking guidance from trusted elders, such as parents, pastors, or youth leaders. Another point, taking responsibility for their own actions and attitudes instead of blaming others. Another point, being willing to compromise and find a solution that works to everyone involved. Another important point there, recognizing that not all conflicts can be resolved. And sometimes it is necessary
fundis.
To let it go. Yeah, that's true. Not all conflicts can be resolved.
Okay.
And sometimes it is necessary to let go of certain relationships. It is also important for Christian boys to remember that friendships are a gift from God and should be cherished. By treating others with love, respect, and kindness, they can reflect the character of Christ in their relationships.
Yeah. There, when you are saying not all conflicts can be resolved, I thought you were going to say through violence. But no, we get to the gist of it.
It's so nice to let some of those relations to go.
Indeed, yeah. Pundiswam. And sometimes it could be very difficult in terms of that, but I do hear what you are saying, I'm a pastor. So as closing words for our boy children in terms of their companionship and the parents as well on how we can help our children, what would you say? And then after that, Pundiswam, I'm going to ask that, please do pray for our boy children.
Okay, maybe in summary, what I can say is that parents, let's pray for our boy child. Yeah, prayer is everything that we need. We are living in a world full of problems. Let's pray for our boy child, and also let's try to guide them.
Yes.
I want to thank you guys for programs such like this. I think if our parents were listening very careful, then yeah, our boys can be better men in this world.
True. Please pray for them, Pundiswam.
All right, let's pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, we thank you, Father, for the time you've just given us. I'm praying for our boy child. May you please, Father, be with them, help them, strengthen them. We want you, Father, to make a man that is going to change this world. We have faith in them. Bless their parents. Give them everything they need to instruct these children. At the end of the day, may glory and honor be given unto you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, thank you so much for coming through and speaking to us. I hope that the parents have learned something regarding our boy children. And yeah, some of them are at school, some of them are listening, that they were able to pick one or two things. Mfundisi, may you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you, my sister. God bless you too.
Amen.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.